With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump declaring a national emergency on the border with Mexico, saying America's sovereignty is under attack.
Active duty military arrived Thursday in San Diego and El Paso, Texas. It comes at a moment of relative calm after unprecedented turmoil. Arrests for illegal border crossings plummeted more than 80% to about 47,000 in December. That was down from an all-time high of 250,000 the same period a year earlier. Arrests fell by about half when Mexican authorities increased enforcement within their own borders a year ago. And they plummeted by about half again when former President Joe Biden introduced several asylum restrictions. Bernie Bennett reporting.
He has been very busy the first week in office. Another key appearance at this hour for the president, making a stop in Las Vegas. And earlier, he, of course, talked with California officials concerning the wildfires. Also at SRNnews.com, huge numbers in an insurance broker tabulates the cost of last year's natural disasters. Here's George Williams.
The loss of human life last year was more than 18,000 people across the globe, many due to heat waves and flooding. In terms of dollars, broker Aon PLC calculates economic losses in the U.S. alone at almost $218 billion, more than 85% more than the year before. Worldwide economic losses were tallied at $368 billion, although down 7.3% from 2023, still 14% higher than the annual average going back to 2000. An estimated 60% of last year's losses were uninsured. George Williams reporting.
Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes falling in 2024 to a nearly 30-year low for the second year in a row, as elevated mortgage rates, rising home prices, and low level of properties played havoc with the entire country. This is SRN News. Southern Baptist Convention sets its 2025 public policy agenda.
The denomination's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission says it will work hard to curb abortion in the new year, focusing in particular on the proliferation of abortion drugs. Baptist leaders are also going to fight the LGBT agenda, especially where it concerns transgenderism and children. Supporting religious freedom and campaigning against gambling and marijuana will also be priorities for the largest Protestant denomination in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China's population falling third straight year now, pointing to further demographic trouble for the world's second most populous nation, now facing both a graying population and emerging shortage of working age people. The figure follows trends worldwide, but especially in East Asia, where Japan, South Korea, and several other nations have seen their birth rates plummet. This is SRN News. A New York legislature proposal could make it a crime for people to wear face masks to harass or threaten someone. Here's John Scott.
The bill would create the crime of mass harassment under the state's existing harassment laws and contain several exemptions for people who wear masks for medical reasons or during cold weather. Civil liberties groups have pushed back against mask bans and said this proposal is too vague and could result in selective enforcement against people expressing free speech rights. It's not clear how the bill will fare in the state legislature, but Governor Kathy Hochul expressed willingness to consider such proposals. John Scott reporting.
Tallest building in Havana has 542 luxury rooms, majestic views of the city, yet the Selection La Habana Hotel isn't really officially open yet, but it's already being sharply criticized by many in Cuba. More details at SRNnews.com.